Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show.
All right, what?
All right,
start. All right, it's time.
Oh, jeez, wow.
Leave all this in.
Someone's Sarah, so mad today.
I know, he's really mad.
Today's the best day. What are you talking about?
I think he's just got a lot of responsibilities now.
I do have coming down.
Just float along.
This is a bit. Listen, this is a big gig coming up, and it's our first one, and there's a lot of changes here in the building.
There a lot are, of changes, yeah.
So I don't know what, like, I actually have been thinking, I'm just going to show up with fingers crossed, because if there's nothing that I used to do and there's nothing I can do for this.
Right.
So it's just, I hope it's as good as they've always
been. It's going to be great. It is. And, you know, the bottom line is, it's, you know, you don't need that much. Two turntables and a microphone. You don't need that much to do a show. All we need is us.
Yeah, my goal is to make sure that we sound good on the air.
Yep.
And
that's a good solid goal, buddy.
You guys are protected.
Did you hear we have no ISDN line?
What?
No, that's just the way things are nowadays. ISDN lines are like, why are we talking about this right now?
I don't know. So it's going to be on the internet?
Wi-Fi.
It's not a Wi-Fi. I mean, the Wi-Fi is going to be available for you guys. It's going to be a solid line.
You'll be a hard line in Ethernet. I'm sure it'll all be fine. You know what? I'm going to be like you, Vin. I'm going to go there with my best attitude in place, and we're going to have a ball.
That's the spirit.
And Bryn's going to worry about all the problems.
That's right. Well, that's a poor Bryn.
You can let me stress out.
He doesn't know all the stuff.
I'm not that worried about Bryn. Bryn seems to pull shit off, so.
Oh, God!
I know, that scared me, too.
Don't do it. Okay, where were we?
Buses.
Let's start over.
No, don't start over.
We're going to start over.
No. It's Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, May 24th.
Okay, we just started over.
Well.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. No, we didn't. Just leave it on there.
Don't leave all that in.
Will you please stop talking, Vinny? Don't listen to him.
Do we have an email or something we can get to?
I'm sure we do. I want to talk about Elvis's panty fetish.
Oh, okay. Did we get my laptop?
I'll tell you one thing right now. If it's true that he's into, you know, little girl white panties, I'm into those too. I like the granny panty. I like the big cotton panty.
Oh, you're talking, but that's granny panties. That's very different.
You know,
than
back
saying,
in the old days, they used to wear the granny. What do you think? They had little string bikini panties.
Is it true, Nikki?
How would she know?
She's looking it up right now.
I thought you were going to ask her about granny panties.
She's on some website with Elvis.
We're the
face
ones,
on it.
Or you're the one?
Or he's the one.
Jeez. I'm the one that what?
You're freaking out.
What the fuck are you talking
about? It says here, over the years, Elvis developed weird fetishes such as asking his girls to always wear white panties. He suffered from Madonna whore complex and couldn't have sex with a woman who gave birth.
So after Priscilla gave birth.
Oh my God. So she only had one kid because he couldn't bone her anymore?
Elvis was notorious for installing two-way mirrors in his apartments and houses to watch couples having sex.
That's horrible.
Well, at least he's not into, like, little girl panties, though. That's
Elvis loved very young girls, especially if they were virgins. His only wife and also the mother of his only child, Priscilla, was 14 years old when they began dating in 1959.
Okay, now all the rumors are true, then. Crap.
So, but maybe she was a virgin until
22.
Until 22. And he could have been just like throwing it around elsewhere and then kept this little girl like pristine and then knocked her up. She
what
had
did
a
you
baby.
Call that complex though?
The Madonna whore complex?
Yep. That's what it says here.
I've never heard that term.
Oh, really?
It's you've heard that?
Sure. Yeah. It's about how you want the Virgin Mary, but you also want a whore. Someone who knows what they're doing. It's like it's a whole thing.
What a conflict.
Oh. It is.
Huh. But it means you can't have sex with someone who's had a kid.
Well, yeah, I don't know why that plays into it. Can you get like a definition? I'll do it.
You have a computer right
besides
in front of you.
I know, but I'm also talking. It's, you know, I shut down.
Besides his future wife, Priscilla, Elvis dated lots of 14-year-old girls such as Jackie Ronald, Frances Forbes, and Rebecca Smith.
Oh, Rebecca Smith.
Oh, Rebecca Smith. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like Rebecca Smith.
He went
in psychoanalytic literature, a Madonna whore complex, also called a Madonna mistress complex, is the inability to maintain sexual arousal within a committed, loving relationship.
Oh.
First identified by Sigmund Freud under the rubric of psychic impotence. It's said to develop in men who see women as either saintly Madonnas or debased prostitutes. Men with this complex desire a sexual partner who's been degraded, the whore, while they cannot desire the respected partner, the Madonna.
So this is guys who cheat.
Where such men love, they have no desire. And where they desire, they cannot love.
Right. So these are the guys that cheat. They have a wife. They give her everything she needs or
treats her like the Madonna.
Right.
And then fucks the whores.
Go out and do sales calls.
I have a sales conference I gotta go to. A bunch of whores gonna be there.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy.
I never really heard it referred wrong. Like that, but yeah. Wow. Elvis.
Elvis okay. was I mean, he's so like larger than life. I actually wonder if how some of these people's lives would have been different if we had the kind of access to them that we have to stars today with social media and 24/7 tabloid.
I'll tell you
the
first huge difference is there wasn't a splintered audience like you have now. So for music, rock and roll,
you got what you got.
It was fucking Elvis and that was that. Like there wasn't, you know, well, there were a few others. Like what was it? Fats Domino, Chuck Berry.
But you turned on the radio, and if that was the station you liked, you heard a certain array of music, and it wasn't. I suppose you could go to the record store and explore. There were plenty of artists,
but there were only a handful of big star artists. Is my point. So there wasn't a splintered audience the way we have now, which is half the celebrities that we are shown. I go, who?
I know.
It's funny.
I read a lot of prep and a lot of stories, and I'm like, I do not recognize this person or this name. I'm like, I am only going to do stuff that I recognize.
Yeah, it's really...
Because I don't know anything about this person.
But that's... Okay. Panties. If you have that, write in. Tell us your story.
The Madonna whore.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear that. I think that there are probably a lot of ruined marriages out there by people who feel like... Well, and now that I think about it, I've heard that. Like, well... Yeah, I'm not going to ask my wife to give me anal.
Right.
She's the mother of my children. I can't do that. I've got to go fuck somebody else in order to be able to do the things I want. I've heard that. I just never knew it as like a complex or a named complex,
well, and for them, importantly. Like you, even if your wife was willing to do all that stuff, you wouldn't want it. You'd be horrified that she wanted
it would
to
ruin everything
to. Right, you're like, what, you're supposed to be this vessel for the births of
but meanwhile
that is what you want.
You're not touching the person you married,
right? Or you're not touching her in her asshole anyway.
Well,
or if maybe you're not touching her at
it
all.
Sounds to me like you're not touching her at all.
Well, for him to not want to do it anymore with someone who'd had a baby means they were done after she had that baby, like probably even when she was pregnant. So he groomed her up from age 14 till he married her, and then they have a kid, and he's like, don't worry, baby, I got plenty of money.
The end.
I'll take care of you. And they say that when he died, his entire estate was worth, I mean, something incredibly low, like $6 million.
Because he'd blown through the dough?
I think he'd blown through some of it, but also he just didn't know how to... He hadn't put it anywhere. He hadn't built anything with it. And she turned it into an empire.
Right. Like she used his music. For the longest time, his music continued to be profitable.
Absolutely. And she just said she would license his image. And she would, you know, there was, so she's, I don't know what Priscilla Presley's worth today, but, or I guess, is Priscilla Presley, she's alive still, right? It's not just Lisa Marie.
Even Lisa Marie is a trip.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff that.
They're all pretty fucked up.
She's 77.
And what is she worth? Net worth?
Let me look that part up.
But I thought Lisa Marie had gone bankrupt.
I guess that's possible.
I thought she had. I don't know if
50
that was,
million.
Oh, is that all?
50 million, still pretty
Very
darn
surprising.
Good.
So what's Lisa Marie worth?
Because she ain't worth it for her music, that's for sure.
No.
Coming up.
Maybe there were a bunch of trust funds for her.
$100 million.
Oh, my God. I thought there were stories about her. Well, bankruptcy doesn't mean you're broke. Bankruptcy is a protection measure, right?
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if there were, sometimes when people set up a trust, a kid gets X amount at this birthday, X amount more at this birthday.
Right.
Oh, so sorry, she's actually worth $16 million. She inherited $100 million in 1993.
There you go, and blew through most of it.
Yeah,
right.
So currently she only has 16.
So I wonder what age she turned in 1993.
25.
Oh boy, she got it all and blew right fuck through it.
Well, she's had a couple different marriages, right?
Yep.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
And if you didn't earn that money, you're less likely to feel like, hey, I got to protect this cash.
Yeah.
Scary.
There's just always cash.
Yeah.
I've never wanted for anything. What do you mean? I don't understand this math thing you're yelling at me. What are we talking about here?
So gnarly.
I know. And the reason this even came up today is because there is a movie. I think it's called Elvis. What's the name of it? Baz Luhrmann movie?
Yeah, I don't know what the name is,
June
but 24th. The ads are out.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Just Elvis.
So it's coming out June 24th in theaters. But the soundtrack actually sounded really interesting. There were a lot of, you know, like M&Ms on it. And
I don't know why current artists would be anywhere near that.
I don't know.
Okay.
They just, I mean, some of them were older people. They probably were influenced by Elvis.
You think they're doing covers?
Maybe.
The one with Doja Cat's a cover.
Yeah.
And it's really good. I like it.
So it's like a weird mix where they took the original version of "Yeah, Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog."
Yeah, I mixed it with the song.
Some lady singing it.
Yeah.
And they mixed that chunk in.
She premiered it at Coachella Live.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. It's actually, I like it. It's really good.
Play that? Can I hear that right now?
I'm pulling up right now the Baz Luhrmann musical soundtrack features.
Do you want me to go over there?
Hold on. Let me see what this thing says.
It seems like you don't want to. You have so much to do this week.
We're not supposed to, actually, but I'll go ahead and not say that.
Oh, dear.
You seem tired.
I'm just going through emails. Jeremy, go out of the room. I can be there.
No.
Featuring original songs and recordings by, and so some of these are originals.
Yeah.
Gary Clark Jr., Jack White. There's Manskin.
Oh.
What?
Måneskin?
I like
Is that what they're called?
That's that Italian band from.
Yeah.
That's the one that was doing cocaine.
They're
on,
Italian?
On TV.
Oh, speaking of, and Stevie Nicks also. Speaking of Stevie Nicks, did you know? I was reading this article about her. And she was saying, there's a video from the 80s. She'd had success with Fleetwood Mac. Then she went off on her own and had huge success on her own. And then she, apparently by the second, or maybe it was the third album. I forget what I was, you know, because I was just sort of buzzing over this article. But she was like, we famously did a lot of coke already. But the video, I just look at it and think, wow, I'm a wreck in that video. And I actually looked at the picture and went, no, she's not. She looks fine.
Right.
But you know yourself and you know what you should look like and what you don't. And I'm sure she's feeling that put me together. I'm a mess thing.
Yes.
Like, yay.
Yeah.
But she went to a doctor and the doctor said, your nose is ruined.
You burnt your fucking sinuses out.
Your nose is ruined. Right. You need to stop. Or your face is going to collapse.
You know, Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's, she was talking about that, how she had done so much coke, her nose would just like, if she even went like this, her nose would just start pouring blood. She just, you know, she was like, I don't even know how I have a nose anymore. I know.
Oh.
Oi. Oi.
Good thing you couldn't get your hands on enough of that stuff, huh?
Yeah, good fucking thing. Jesus.
Anyway, let's do a bad advice while we still have time.
We really need some bad advices, you guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have one I can do today.
No. You know what I was going to say about the underwear thing? So, how often do you buy new underwear?
I would say once a year I buy some new underwear.
I buy underwear once or twice a year, and I usually try to sort of stock up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
one
you,
I like. Yeah,
I don't want to have underwear that now it's torn, and I'm like, oh.
I don't like that either. Like, right, once it starts to give, I wouldn't want to be like someone, you know, is trying to save me in a car wreck, and there's just like all this rotten.
And plus, you know,
and,
like you just should have clean,
fresh
underwear.
Underwear,
yeah, clean, fresh underwear. Perfect, right? That's the way to put it. So every time I order some for the missus, and I just get her, you know, like Calvin Klein's or something.
What, something just, that she specifically likes?
Just plain, clean, fresh underwear. I just, you know,
is she
like
a thong girl, or she?
She is and isn't. Like, she'll wear them, but I usually just order like plain, normal bun hugger type. You know, for women, what do they call those?
Are they
panties,
like the boy short things, or
no panties, regular panties? Just like a, you know, like a triangle cut.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just, I'm always making sure, and she's like, I'm good, you know that, right? And I'm like, there's no reason why you shouldn't have free, fresh, clean underwear. She's like, all right. But it's weird to her.
It is weird for you to buy her underwear.
It is?
Other than, like, lingerie. I can kind of see that. I just think,
well, I'm buying myself some. I guess I feel, like, guilty that I'm getting underwear sent to the house for myself, and I'm not thinking that she might like some clean,
fresh
underwear.
Well, she just told
underwear.
You she's got all the underwear. She
yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You probably that. Don't see all the packages that come in. Like, she probably has
a bunch. Oh, you think she's already ordered a ton
yeah,
of stuff, and
I
she's
do.
Like, dude, get off me. I take care
I don't
of myself.
Buy shit for Anita because it's fucking thousands of packages every day. I'm like, God, what'd you get this time?
Oh.
Clothes. More shit. I'm like, God damn, dude. Really?
I need some clothes.
You need more clothes?
I didn't realize I needed clothes until we started coming back in here. Now I'm just like, fuck, I don't have anything to wear.
See, I kind of stocked up a couple times over the vacation.
Oh, yeah?
Bought a couple things thinking, well, we're going to go back. I might as well, and I'm sitting here. I'm ready. I don't need anything.
Oh.
I'm good. And I have clean underwear.
I should it's get important. Some underwear now that you mention it. I have like 10 pairs of a style I really like. And that's it.
Yeah, that's why I feel like, you know,
more.
Hey, I'll get you. But you're right. I don't know what she's already purchased for herself. Good point.
John actually actively insists that I don't buy him anything to wear because he feels like he needs to go to a store and try it on.
He can't try on underwear, though.
Well, no, that,
that's part
he buys
of the
his
problem.
Own underwear, though. He likes what he likes, a certain thing. But like shirts and stuff, he's like, no. He goes, I have a weird body. And
I
clothes fit me weird, so he won't let.
Well,
me.
I'll tell you what's. I don't know if this is what his problem is, but I have this problem for sure. Some things I'm a large.
Yep.
I shouldn't be a large in fucking anything, in my opinion. I'm not a large guy.
Yeah, we're very regular looking dude. Medium
so
size guy.
Medium should be it, but I find myself jumping in between sizes, and also depending on which brand you use.
Yep.
You might find yourself going, well, I've been a medium in everything, so I'm a medium in that. And then you get it and go, wow.
I need an extra large.
Oh, man, this is a crop top.
Yeah, I don't fit in this.
Right.
My tummy's hanging out the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yuck.
Yeah.
So that must be what he's talking about. He might be in between sizes.
He has
sizes.
A long torso and short legs. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right. His whole thing. So his pants, because he's already a short guy, his pants are like, I mean... I think ideally they'd be 26 inches or some crazy, you know, low.
Inseam?
Yeah. It's just like nothing.
Oh, boy.
I know. He's got little stubby legs and a really long torso.
All right.
So he's got all these. He just has.
That's okay.
So many
he's allowed.
Things. He is. And I don't do it.
What
I
do you mean
to,
so many things?
Just
There's
so
more?
Just everything with John is persnickety. You know, just he's got the way he eats, the way the house has to be. What's the? Oh yeah, that. Oh Jesus, dude.
What do you mean? What's
even,
the? What do you mean? What's
I'm
the? You're the
I'm
one
like,
who's
is he doing cocaine now?
Never stopped grinding on the poor guy's.
That is not true.
Sniffing.
I told the reason that came up is because I told you about we all went to Tahoe like a girls' weekend, and they all started ragging on their husbands. Like everybody go around the room and say the thing they hate the most about their husband. And I'm like, oh, he sniffs.
Well, they're just venting.
Yes.
They're just venting.
Felt really mean.
Well, I mean, they could have been very mean. I wasn't there, but there's one thing is venting, another thing is being, wow, you're rotten. That's why'd you marry the guy if he's like that?
Right. Mm. Well, you don't know when you marry someone. But because it's allergy season right now, like I don't know if everyone's going through this. Apparently it's grass.
Oh, sure.
Season. Mm-hmm. He has been murdered by these.
Well, his new
allergies.
Golf thing isn't good for someone
That's
with bad allergies.
Right.
Right.
But he is just sniff central. these days.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, you, yeah. I was noticing that your voice sounds really deep lately. I feel like you're sniffy and...
Oh, yeah. Like, I did some landscaping the other day, and I was like, I took a COVID test after that, because I was like, holy shit, dude. It was fucking ridiculous.
Right.
The amount of sinuses, infections,
whatever. Look what I did, everyone.
Oh, my God. Did you just take an update?
I just updated.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. Oh,
it's going to be
God.
Great.
Is
you guys
so
will fucked. Be fine.
I don't know if it's going to be great.
It's
going to
be great.
I guess you should write a letter. I'm taking tomorrow off.
Yeah. I don't think you can do it. You just updated that computer. I'm not sure we can.
Fucked,
I'm not sure we can make that work.
Oh, no.
Can't get to our stories. Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Well, don't worry. We'll be there Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Just take tomorrow off. No big deal.
Yeah.
You're kidding. So I started to say, listen, we need some bad advices.
Oh,
please,
yeah.
Please
let's
write
do a bad
us
advice.
Some bad advices. Send them to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Mm-hmm. Not only will we take your problems on, no matter how big or how small, I love stories. I love when someone writes a funny story or some crazy thing that happened or, you know, just your thoughts on something. And you can respond to stuff as well. Let me look at my response thing. I haven't looked in there in a second. Coming out as bisexual. Sleep paralysis.
That bisexual story was,
that was
interesting.
Big, yeah, I think I might have done these ones. That was the lady who's happily married and just
wanted
to
fly
her flag. And I am,
yeah, and I don't. I don't understand the desire or the need. I guess you want to be your true self. I heard people saying that, and I understand that. But I don't know if you're saying everything in your marriage is perfect. And there's a possibility you could upset that balance. Why would that be necessary?
Right. I can't come up with a reason. Although, people did say the bi invisibility.
Bi erasure.
Bi erasure. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, maybe she just doesn't. She just wants to be known. And some people do want people to know.
But that person, well, and again, I don't care that she does it or doesn't. That's her husband's problem and her problem, yep. And they'll work that out.
I'd love to hear what you do, though, you guys.
But it doesn't sound like she's part of the bi community, so there's not really like a bi erasure thing happening.
Yeah, I don't know if they have meetings and stuff.
Maybe
I think
she wants
more
to be a
just,
part of it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, do they have like a place to gather? I really just think it's about, you know, being supportive in that you are out and living your authentic mm-hmm. truth and making it more normal for the next person. I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell her to do. I can't even remember what I told her to do. But she
I
should
think
write
initially
us and tell
we
her.
Said not to say anything,
but then
other
we get
people
yelled
wrote
at,
in
right.
saying, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like if Christina came to me and said, I want you to know I'm bisexual, I would say, I want you to know you've just made me nervous. Like, why do you feel the need to say that?
Right.
And we could talk about it, and I wouldn't say that she shouldn't be bi. But I would start to think,
is this something
I should give you some space? Let me give you some space. You should do that, because if that's something that you didn't experiment with or you feel like it's important enough to, and that's probably all on me. There's probably someone from the bi community hearing me right now saying, you're the problem. I don't mean to be the problem.
It's, yeah, I mean, you can only control your own reactions.
But I'm talking about my wife and my relationship, mm-hmm. and I do feel like if she felt the need to come out, that there would be, that it would be on me to say, maybe you should take some space and explore that.
Explore,
but if
yeah.
you said that to her, that's, I feel like for you, that'd be kind of calling it quits. If you, mm-hmm. if she was to mm-hmm. say, hey, there's this thing, and you were like, go explore that. If she said, okay, I went and explored it, you'd be like, well, that's it for us because you just cheated.
Bye, bitch, follow.
Bitch, bye.
You know what? You're right. You just caught me in what would have been sort of a trap.
Right.
A breakup.
And I wouldn't even mean to be doing that, but I guess I would feel like, well, yeah.
Would there be
you don't get to go bone some chick and I'm going to sit here and jack off.
Would there be a big difference if she said, hey, I'm very attracted to women. I find women very attractive, as opposed to I'm bisexual. You know what I'm saying?
If she didn't put a name on
that's what it sounds like this the writer initially felt. I've always been attracted to
right.
women.
But then she realized that she is actually bi and feels like maybe she should come out with it.
You're right, though. If I said, go explore that, and then she went and did, I'd be hurt by that.
Well, yeah, she cheated on you. With someone who's a viable option for her.
Right.
It's not just, I experimented with a chick, let me tell you all about it while you fucking stroke it.
But what if she says, I did it and I didn't like it? I didn't like it that much. You know, I thought I was bi, but I didn't like it.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, you really caught me in a thought process. Like, here I am saying I'd want to step aside and let her go explore that, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
Stepping aside is a thing.
Like me going, go ahead and do your thing would be me going, okay, you're going to go do your thing. And that's not me. Interesting.
Yeah. Ha. I know. It's a pickle. I kind of feel like a lot of it has to do with her husband. I get that we're talking about this thing that wasn't even... We just brought it back
up
for ourselves.
Do we have one? Let's do one.
All right, we have 4 minutes.
Okay, 4 minutes. Let's go. We got this.
Oh, this one's so fucking long.
No, we're not.
No, we
had to cut out a bunch of the beginning because we were talking about stuff.
We didn't have to. No, that's true.
The time.
I know. I'm looking at the time and wondering where the hell it all goes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, listen. Your thoughts on anything, more than welcome. Your problems, etc. Send them to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioLS.com. Vincent?
The end.
Thank you.
I protest this end, though. Okay. I feel like we need to give you 10 more minutes.
Don't say that.
Why can't he say
Because people will be mad at us. We want to stick between 25 and 30.
Right, we need to. And you have things to do today.
Oh, yeah, I got
to
get out of this building. Right? You're right. What am I saying? Bye.
You're contradicting yourself.
Yeah.